All right, Colt Nichols, we'll get right into this. Yeah. Looks like this young fan over here, you gave him a bunch of plastic from your bike. It's really great to see that you're helping out the fans. Like, that's awesome, man. That's cool.
I will say, this guy's unbelievable. Yeah. He's on it all day. He's taking that plastic back to swap it on my practice bike. We got to swap suspension, clamps. We got a whole new bike waiting on us when we get home.
Oh, so that's not a fan.
No fan here. He looks like it in stature, but this is my practice mechanic right here. Right, he's a hell of a guy.
Well, Will Hahn's got all Nichols plastic. Hey, I just talked to Dylan. You're in the same boat of him last week, right? Like, paid a lot of money, or paid money, and maybe not a lot, but paid money and can't make the main event is a tough deal. How do you deal with that?
It was tough. It was disheartening. Yeah. But unfortunately and fortunately for me, that hasn't been the first time that's happened. I did that a few times last year, and it was just I went back home. Even on the ride home, me and Will were talking, and I'm just like, dude, it is what it is. Yeah. Like, I can't be that upset and, you know, try and fall off the ledge. Like, it's racing. It happens. These dudes are unbelievable right now. Like, the class is just fast, and everyone's good, and there's going to be dudes in the LCQ every weekend that are
factory guys.
Badass. Yeah. Like, it's just the way that it is. So, you know, crashing the heat doesn't help, and then I got a bad start in the LCQ and just rode like a donkey, and that's just the way it was. So it was very disheartening, but this week went back to work, tried to figure out what we could, and very, very slow build, very small improvements, and that's about all I can do right now.
Yeah, well, I guess for you too, unseated practice, but the only thing you can do is be the fastest guy, and you were. You know, like, that's the kind of the goal, right?
Yeah, I mean, it actually was kind of nice. When I got back, I'm like, dude, the beat practice is kind of sick. Like, you got some clear air. It's actually kind of nice. Like, I don't want to make that like a thing, but it was nice to just have like some track to yourself. And not feel like you're just in chaos the whole time, you know. So that was, like, the benefit. We tried to use it as a positive, and I think we did today. But, man, we have a hell of a long way to go to get to where I want to be. And, like I said, it's going to be a slow build. It's going to be weeks and weeks and weeks away. But just a little bit each weekend. If I can do that, I'll be happy.
I don't know who I'm going to talk to tonight. You're the third guy I've done. But how was that groove and the whoops to get into and get through? Like, it looked like it was hanging some guys up.
Oh, it was mental. Yeah. Like, I wish to God someone would have had a camera on me. You would have seen, like, how slow you could go through it without falling over. I mean, I literally was rolling.
Yeah.
At one. It was terrible.
Yeah.
Like,
it's all V'd out.
Oh, it was unbelievable. And then, like, the last three laps, I moved to the left or to the right and was able to jump again. And I was like, Jesus Christ. Like, I needed that about, like, 20 minutes ago, you know. But it was insane. I couldn't believe how deep it was. Yeah. It was crazy.
How's that quad? Not that bad, huh?
For me, you see me all day? I case it. Okay. I go over the bales.
Oh, I saw that one. Yes.
The next practice, I overjump it, go into the bales, eat shit again. I'm like, fuck this. I'm done. I'm done with it. So I was done with it after that. Didn't do it the rest.
Oh, you didn't do it the rest of the night.
No, okay, I was done with it. Like, mentally, I was like, fuck this quad. I'm gonna crash again. Like that, I would have been fine, but my shoulder just can't quite take those hits. So if I cased it or overjumped it, I couldn't hang on. Yeah. Like, my shoulder would give out, and then there I went. So I was like,
In a case like that, too, once you put it out of your mind, you're like, hey, I'm just doing 2, 3, 3 or whatever. Then you're good. Like, it's out of your mind, and you just got to concentrate.
Yeah, you're not worried about it, and you're not even really like, was I losing time 100%? Yeah. But in my mind, I'm like, okay, this is just what I'm sticking to. I'm doing this, and that's fine. Right. But it was just, man, it was so goddamn slow to do the line I was doing. Like, those dudes doing 3, 4, I'm just like, Jesus Christ, you know, every single lap. But that was a huge jump. I was very surprised they even left it in for the night program. Yeah. But, man, that thing was huge. Yeah. It was unbelievable.
All right. Well, onward and upward, like you said, right? Got some work and keep grinding.
I hope so. Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.